Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, toll free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I'm beginning to see a pattern emerge in the mob and the media as we head into these all-important midterms. Is they, look, all the polls show that the environment right now is such that Republicans should do very well in the pending midterm elections. But if you read anything the mob and the media is printing, oh, signs of trouble for this Republican candidate, for Herschel Walker, for Dr. Oz, for J.D. Vance, for Adam Laxalt, Ron Johnson, you know, and the list goes on and on. There's not a single Republican that's going to do well if you read the media mob. That's just one big fat lie. And there's a way to run these campaigns, which is why we are putting on regularly through Election Day, Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. He's got his new book out, Defeating Big Government Socialism. Not only should you read it, but make sure that anyone you know running for office reads it, because it'll be a roadmap for them to win. Mr. Speaker, welcome back. But before I get to that, I want to get your thoughts on what's going on with China and the specific threat that they're making towards Nancy Pelosi, which is basically, you go to Taiwan, we're going to shoot you. We may shoot your plane out of the sky.
Well, they're not going to do that.
That's what I said.
I mean, look, that would be an overt, direct act of war.
Correct.
That would lead to an immediate destruction of the Chinese economy. I mean, the United States has the capacity to blockade all travel in and out of China. They couldn't possibly defeat. We don't have to fight close in. We can simply stop every single ship on the planet from going to China. And in 30 to 60 days, their cities will be bankrupt. Their population will be starving. Their factories will be closed. And that's nonsense. I mean, that kind of a direct, overt attack would literally be, in the old-fashioned Latin phrase, a casus belli, an act of war.
And so they did take Nancy Pelosi's schedule, and they don't have Taiwan on it. They won't say whether or not she's going. I think she has no choice but to go.
Yeah, she does have to go. And we're told by several sources that she is going to go. And I think it's essential that she goes. And no question in my mind, once it became public, she had no choice except to go. Now, as you'll remember, in 97, the Chinese tried to bluff me into not going to Taiwan. And we told them, you know, if you don't want us to come to communist China, fine, we'll go to Taiwan and skip Beijing. And within minutes, they backed down totally. And the only concession they asked for was that I would fly from China to Japan and then from Japan to Taiwan, so they wouldn't be humiliated by having me fly directly from Beijing to Taipei. Well, that was fine. I did that. I'm still today the highest ranking American ever to go to Taiwan. But there was no effect. We'd been in a big tension. President Clinton had sent two aircraft carriers to the Straits of Taiwan. I publicly went on TV and endorsed it, did everything I could to strengthen our hand. And you're in the same boat right now. I mean, if Biden was not some combination of cognitive confusion and timidity, this wouldn't even exist. I mean, an American president should have said calmly and simply, the American Speaker of the House can go wherever she wants to, and she has the full power of the United States protecting her. Period. Next topic.
It's okay. The next topic for you then is the economy. You know, what's so fun? It's not funny because Americans are suffering. I want to go over this deal as it relates to the economy, more specifically about Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin, I'll be honest, I thought Manchin was going to hold the line. Manchin in 2010 had said you can't raise taxes in the middle of inflation. That was an idea that he ripped himself. Now we see the amount of money that we're talking about, $327 billion in new taxes that they're going to bring in. And most of it is going for people, for example, $16.7 billion in 2023 alone in new taxes on Americans earning less than $200,000 a year. The very thing that Joe Biden said he would never do. Then in the out years, they're paying even more than that. So my question is, why did Joe Manchin capitulate when he had no reason at all whatsoever to do so?
Yeah, I have no idea what motivates Joe Manchin. I don't know if he
nobody.
Wants to
I don't think life. Joe Manchin knows.
Well, maybe he may just like being on television. I mean, I can't tell why he's doing all this stuff. But I'll tell you this: the bill itself is a total lie. I'm just doing a newsletter to go out later on today, pointing out that it's a higher taxes, more IRS agents, bigger government, higher inflation bill. And anybody who tells you anything else is lying. And I'm urging every Republican candidate for the House and Senate, challenge your Democratic opponent in August during the recess to defend this. I mean, Herschel Walker challenged Senator Warnock, who had been very big about debating, and all of a sudden Warnock is not willing to debate to defend this bill. And I think that's because, and I think every single Republican candidate in the country ought to go right at this bill. I mean, how many people in America think we need 87,000 more IRS agents, which is more than the current number? It's more than doubling the number of IRS agents.
Listen, very selfishly, I'm not going to be impacted by that. Everybody else will get now what I get every year, which is I call it the Hannity treatment, because they already pull my file every year as a matter of course, sure. Which is why I have two accounting companies and a law firm go over my taxes.
But what if you're a local waitress and they show up and say, show us your tip revenue, or you're an Uber driver, or, you know, you're somebody who runs a small business and you do all your own bookkeeping. I mean, they're not proposing to hire 87,000 new IRS agents to go after Bill Gates. They want to hire 87,000 new agents to go after precisely your audience. Everybody who's listening today, you better understand, if you have a Democratic House or Senate member, you had better call them now, because they're going to rip you off unless you say this bill is totally, it is a lie. To call it a lower inflation bill requires a level of lying that, frankly, even the Soviet Union would have found a little bit hard. And I think it is one of the great opportunities in setting the stage for this fall, one, to say, tell the truth. I mean, if Joe Manchin wants to sell out West Virginia with a higher tax on coal, at least go home and tell the people of West Virginia why you're ripping them off. If he thinks that people in West Virginia need 87,000 more IRS agents, you know, I challenge Manchin to have a town hall meeting in West Virginia and explain this bill and answer questions that are factual about this bill. He doesn't have the guts to go home and stand up. He's hiding in the Senate, playing games with Chuck Schumer. He loves being on TV on Sunday mornings. He makes him feel important. And the truth is, he has sold out every value that elected him. I mean, this bill is a total absurdity.
So they call this thing the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. There's a study, and these are pretty smart people, from UPenn Wharton, their budget model, and they estimate it'll actually increase inflation rather slightly until 2024 at least. And it's not going to do a thing that the bill says that it's going to do. You're right. It has been purposefully, you know, misnamed. We have the Congressional Budget Committee. They're looking over the bill. They're saying, no, none of this is true what they're saying about it. And yet they go out there and they sell this thing like the best thing since sliced bread. This is on top of the $6,800 extra the average couple is paying because of Biden's inflation. And that doesn't include the $2,000 extra in gasoline costs you're paying every year if you commute and drive yourself to work every day.
You know, Sean, the thing that amazes me, and I say this having been in this game for a long, long time, I mean, it's one thing to watch the first wave of lemmings jump off the cliff, but you have to ask yourself, how in early August, facing an election disaster in November, how do you get people to line up for something this stupid? I mean, this is utterly, totally, I don't see, for example, how Mark Kelly goes back to Arizona and says, you know, Arizonans are going to love 87,000 more IRS agents. I mean, I don't see how he survives that debate. And I certainly don't think Warnock's going to be able to survive this kind of left-wing craziness.
I want to go back to a paper that you've written, and a lot of this is laid out in your new book, Defeating Big Government Socialism, but this is a little bit more timely and urgent. You're sort of an addendum, too, and that's the Democrats' higher taxes, more IRS agents, bigger government, more inflation bill is what you call this thing, and you're challenging every candidate to go out and challenge their opponents. Here's the problem. Most candidates do not have the political skills and the brain power that you do. And I worry about some of their ability to do this.
The whole point of this is you want to challenge the Democrat to a very narrow debate. Resolve that this bill will raise taxes. It will hire more 87,000 IRS agents. It will increase government spending. It will increase inflation. It will create even more big government socialism. Now, if you can't memorize those 5 points, which was in my newsletter today at Gingrich 360, I mean, if you can't memorize those five, get out of the race.
I don't disagree with that part. I don't. Quick break. More with former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. His new book, Defeating Big Government Socialism, Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores everywhere. Final moments, then we'll get to your calls. 800-941-SEAN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program, with Newt Gingrich's new book out, Defeating Big Government Socialism, Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores everywhere. To me, it's a very simple plan that you lay out. You're going to lower taxes. You're going to secure the border. You're going to go back to energy independence. You're going to pledge free and fair trade, and you're going to pledge to enforce laws. We're going to reinstall law and order in every town and every city so people are safe and secure. Choice in education. None of these things are complicated, are they?
No. And I give Kevin McCarthy a lot of credit. He has pulled together his conference. They have very methodically, much more than we did, they have really been working to develop what I think he would call a commitment to America. It's the right thing. I frankly wish that McConnell would do the same thing on the Senate side. And I know that Rick Scott and others are trying to get him to do it. I think having a party tell you in advance, we're going to do these things, and you can hold us accountable for actually doing these things. I think that is, if you believe in Lincoln's government of the people, by the people, and for the people, then you ought to be honest with the people. That's part of why I'm so fired up about this Manchin dishonesty and the bill that they're just plain lying about. I mean, I think nothing sickens a democracy more than political leaders so hypocritical.
Well, if you're upset about that lie, how did you like the lie last week that we're not in a recession, even though we met the very definition of a recession, which is two consecutive quarters of negative growth, of negative GDP growth?
Now, if you're referring to the president's comments, I never take them seriously. I don't think Biden has been in touch with reality for the entire presidency.
I don't think he has either. It's pretty obvious.
Now, I think when the rest of his staff lies, that's unfortunate. But I just think Biden is out of it. I think that, you know, if you said to Biden that the moon is made of blue cheese and we can set up a really good salad restaurant, he'd probably go along with you. I mean, the challenge for me is that the only alternative currently under our system to Biden is Kamala. And no matter how bad Biden gets, Kamala will be worse.
Well, Kamala will be worse for sure. I just don't think she's up to the job by any means. I call her the giggling vice president. How does she giggle at every inappropriate moment? It's bizarre to me. And, you know, it's sort of like when we first started identifying Joe's cognitive struggles. For the longest time, nobody would acknowledge it. And in the beginning, I started to get an attack for pointing out what was clear, apparent, and obvious. Now, finally, everybody recognizes it, but everybody did recognize it then, and they just went along with the big lie that maybe, you know, this guy is really just a comic genius and that this was all done on purpose.
In the early phases, the news media was so desperate to beat Trump, they were never going to tell you the truth about Biden.
Nope.
I mean, you know, the depth of the elite fear of Donald Trump is astonishing. And that's what it is. It's just plain fear. He is the guy who will break up the old order and the establishment and break up the corruption. And they all know it. I mean, their entire way of life is at risk. How can they dominate the rest of us?
Do you think everything that they're doing to him now, in the hopes that somehow they're a one-sided committee without any, for example, omitting the words, many of you will peacefully, patriotically march to the Capitol so your voices will be heard. That's a pretty big omission. Or omitting the fact that 5 out of 5 people in a room, either through an IG report or interviews with me, acknowledge that he authorized troops in the days leading up to January 6th. I would think if the committee was looking for truth, that they would have highlighted these things, wouldn't you?
Look, this is a Stalinist-era show trial that has no reference to truth, no reference to a congressional hearing, and it is frankly a little disheartening to see somebody who ought to know better, like Liz Cheney, engage in the kind of behavior that totalitarian states engage in.
I only have to run because of the constraints of time. Newt's new book, more timely than any he's ever written, Defeating Big Government Socialism. It's on Amazon.com. We have a link on Hannity.com. It's in bookstores everywhere. Read it, pass it on to your friends, give it to your elected officials. It's a roadmap to victory in 2022. Mr. Speaker, thanks for being with us.
Great being with you. Thank you.
That's going to wrap things up for today. All right. So what will Biden, Pelosi do as it relates to Taiwan? Bad economic news yet again. We'll pass all of that on to you and all the other news that you'll never get from the corrupt media mob, the abusively biased media mob. 9 Eastern, Hannity, Newt Gingrich, Kayleigh McEnany, Mike Huckabee, Sarah Carter, Senator Tom Cotton, Monica Crowley, Leo 2.0 Terrell, Larry Elder, Trey Penne, all coming up. 9 Eastern tonight, Hannity, Fox, we'll see you then. Back here tomorrow, thank you for making this show possible.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. It's time that you purchase the Less Lethal Burner Launcher. I love this. Now, listen to this. The story from Marvin, a Special Forces veteran. Now, Marvin fired his burner from 40 feet away as 3 unwanted people tried to enter his home. All 3 went down for 30 minutes, plenty of time for the police to arrive. It is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks required, and it's shipped right to your front door. Just go to their website, check out their videos, burner.com/Hannity, BYRNA.com/Hannity, and you'll get 10% off.